Niagara-on-the-Lake Community Palliative Care is raising funds this year to help establish a new program called Ben's Compassionate Community, in honor of NOTL resident, Ben Buchholz. Buchholz is very well known in the community, said Palliative Care Executive Director, Bonnie Bagnolo. He's a Rotarian, he's a philanthropist and many people know him socially. 1 year ago, Ben suffered a stroke. He was so close to end of life that we, palliative care, were actually called to help. However, this man has miraculously turned around and made so many recoveries, said Bagnolo. Ben's Compassionate Community honors his recovery. While palliative care supports patients and families who are experiencing terminal illness, Ben's Compassionate Community will provide support for patients with a life-limiting illness, such as stroke, where clients need more of a short-term care on their road to recovery, said Bagnolo. So we come out, we provide transportation, we provide the volunteers, our services, basic mobility equipment, whatever they need. Then they get better, and they're not in our care anymore, and that's wonderful. Buchholz's wife, Jody Porter, is totally blind. I lost my vision in November 2021, said Porter. 6 months later, Ben had a catastrophic stroke and caregiver roles quickly changed. It was quite uprooting, she said. Porter, a former Assistant Deputy Minister of Health for Ontario, said that health issues are my obsession. Ben's Compassionate Community is turning our perspective outward, said Porter. It's reaching out, and enhancing our capability to support those who other services may have missed. Last year NOTL Palliative Cares team, the Pedal Pushers, raised over $30,000. Their major donor, the Hummel family, matched donations, which increased the total to $60,000. We've done the Healing Cycle ride for over 10 years and Rainer Hummel has offered to match donations up to $25,000 again, which is just absolutely amazing, said Bagnolo. The Healing Cycle Foundation funds and empowers the hospice palliative care community and champions the right of all Canadians to dignity, compassion, and quality in end-of-life care. Each palliative care community raises funds for its own initiatives, such as Ben's Compassionate Community. The 5-kilometer walk or ride, 10 kilometers or 25 kilometers ride, takes place September 23rd, at 9 a.m., departing from the site of the former Niagara-on-the-Lake Hospital at 176 Wellington Street. Porter will be giving the opening speech and Buchholz will officially start the race. Let's get out there, include everyone, reach out, and make our community as caring and open and inclusive a community as we all can, because we are capable of that, said Porter. To join a team ride, go to thehealingcycle.ca, click on the option, Hummel Family Pedal Pusher Challenge, and register as a business team or as an individual rider. Donate securely through the same portal. A tax receipt will be provided for every donation at the time of donation. Alternatively, Bagnolo said her team is more than happy to come and pick up a donation check. Also, if local businesses would like to participate in this fundraiser, email notlpc@bellnet.ca. All donations must be in by September 13th to be included on the t-shirts. No one in this town should be alone when navigating a life-changing illness, at the beginning or near the end, said Bagnolo. Whether they come in and out of our service, or we completely discharge them because they no longer require our service, we are there to support them when needed.